Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Ghost Encounters of the Third Kind. And we are here tonight. We've got a member missing, which is Faye. So we have myself, Nick, and Nixie, and Marie. How are you doing, guys?
Hi.
Very good, very good.
Good, good. So tonight, I've just got a couple of things I've been thinking about today.
Oh, that's dangerous.
About aliens.
Oh, go on.
And alien crashes and stuff. All I was thinking was, what would happen if, as that happened, an alien spaceship or craft crashes. Say, for instance, Marie. Say a UFO crashes in the field behind you, and fills a bit handy with his making and his stuff. And who takes ownership of the UFO? You know, do you understand what I mean? I know we say the men in black or whoever comes out and takes the spacecraft away, but has there ever been one that's crashed and just a normal civilian has took the craft?
I shouldn't think so. Do you think the government would allow that?
No, but if one crashed in my backyard, I wouldn't tell anyone.
Do you think nobody else would see it?
Well,
an enormous crash of a UFO, somebody, you think nobody else would notice that?
Yeah, but normally, if you'd say you found a bag of money in the street, you take it to the police station, if no one claims it, you can have it, can't you?
Yeah, I think it's slightly different.
Has anybody claimed that space?
I wonder why they've got first dibs on it, though. It's just
because they do what they want, don't they?
Well, that's it's the same as saying, if any aircraft crashed in your back garden or in your field, would you be able to say, oh, that aeroplane now belongs to me because it's crashed in my field? No. You know, it's the same thing, isn't it? I don't think even archaeologists, when they dig up treasures of some sort, they have to go through. You know, they can't automatically take claim to it, can they?
They have to declare them as treasure, don't they?
So, I can't imagine that somebody has done that and kept their mouth shut. I think we'd know about it, don't you?
I don't know. It just seems odd. It was just a thought that came to me, and I thought, Why do the government just have first dibs on everything?
On everything?
Yeah. Because if it was me and they'd come down and I could drag the bodies into the next field and and I could say that they'd give it to me.
That's right. Gift whenever you find one that's crashed,
let us know. Let us know how you get on.
I'll put a big tarpaulin over it and we'll hide it.
But you don't never hear anybody who's
I think
that's because they've kept hold of it and they haven't told anybody, that's why.
I think the government or whoever keep track on these things. They've got eyes in the skies everywhere, haven't they? And I honestly don't think it would be possible for anything like that to happen without them knowing about it.
Maybe. Anyway, that's one of the things that I'm thinking about today. So that's unsorted.
So
got no weird dibs on it then.
So that UFO that you try and keep to yourself, Nick.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to fit in it. I went look at a TVR once and I couldn't even get my arse through through the door to get in the seat, so I haven't got much choice with a UFO. Crash diet. So if you ever see me losing loads of weight,
that's because you found a UFO.
I found a UFO and I'm trying to squeeze in it.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah. So do you think they are just one-seaters then?
No.
Don't you think they're like the Starship Enterprise that big when they come around? Like? Or do you think they're just like whenever you see these pictures of UFOs and stuff like that? You only ever imagine there's either one or two people in them, like a fighter pilot, that sort of thing. But the more you sort of, if you believe the stuff you research, there's bigger UFOs been seen, which they think they're all surveillance.
Yeah, like the cigar ones.
Yeah.
I suppose they're like any aircraft, aren't they? I suppose you've got big and small and various sizes and various speeds, the same as we've got, I suppose, or the army have got or whatever. I should imagine that there's various ones. it's not a one size fits all. No. I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, so size does matter.
If you're an alien.
If you're an alien, and depending on what you're doing. Where did they come from?
Well, you know where I think.
No, listen, no, honestly, I've been watching quite a bit of stuff lately. I was going to suggest you, well, we'll probably switch to it in a bit anyway, so we usually do, don't we? But I've been watching quite a bit of stuff lately about all the aliens and the how many crashes there's been. There's been like 172. I watched this thing that was recorded 3 weeks ago. We did a press conference. You know, when we does the G, G5.
Yeah,
his name,
Stephen Greer,
and he said there was 171 reported crashes of a UFO since 1940 something. He said, "Oh no, sorry, somebody reported one to me last week." So it's still happening now. So there's like 172 reported UFO crashes.
So the question, so going back to Nick's question, where are all these UFOs that have crashed?
The government have got them.
And a lot of them seem to crash in America, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of them in America. It says there has been some in Russia, Mexico, UK was mentioned as well, but most of them. It says weird. I saw a funny, what's it actually? Did one of you post, I don't know, you posted it? How aliens see the world. Have you seen it?
No.
And they've got a globe and they've painted everything out apart from the USA.
Yeah. I've seen it.
So there's only the USA that exists, you know what I mean?
That was in films, wanted to.
Yeah.
Alien films.
Yeah,
that's it. America.
But there's been some really good cases in Britain.
So that kind of, as the, so that kind of suggests then that these UFOs supposedly only fly over these countries because they can't choose where to crash, can they? So if something goes wrong and you've got to do a crash landing, you can't choose, you know, that's just going to happen when it happens. So the fact that most of them are in America, does that mean then these aliens are flying over America more than any other country?
Right. Well,
do you know what I mean?
I'm getting really disappointed, you know. There's a hell of a lot in China as well, aren't they? And that way.
There probably is, but you're
so China. What I'm saying is, if you look at it, they're just coming over the ice wall, aren't they? Straight
oh my
over
God,
America
Nick.
And straight over China and Russia.
That's what they're doing.
There you go. Anyway.
That's me zoned out.
Yes, I'm, actually, I'm actually saying an explanation here that I don't believe in. So anyway, through the middle of the earth, they're coming straight through the middle of the earth under the sea.
I'm sure whether I've dreamt this or not. Wasn't there something the other day saying that scientists have found something in the supposedly in the middle? Of the earth, some sort of ocean or something, didn't they say? They found a big void or an ocean or something.
And when they went to go in it, something stopped them.
Yeah, this is something different than that. What
you No.
Recently, they have said that they found another ocean under our ocean, which contains more water than.
Oh, right, okay.
I haven't really seen much more about it, but I have seen the.
Yeah, I don't know if they said something about they found an ocean sort of, if you imagine us as a globe, as a ball, that they found something in the middle, like a big void or a body of water or something in the middle of the ball. They were I didn't really read. It was very scientific, but they were saying that they'd found something, discovered something lately.
I also found it interesting that he gave his talk on this press conference. It was like for a couple of hours, and then he allowed the press ask questions, and one of them was, can you give us any information on the Van Halen belt?
Okay.
And he straight away says, I have no information on that. He just wouldn't answer anything about it. So, can you get through it? Can you know?
Well,
we don't know.
If they went to the moon, they would have to get through.
Yeah, definitely.
Carried on the globe model.
And he reckoned that the Russians spent millions just surveying it.
So, who's this guy that's doing this talk?
Dr. Is it Stephen
Greer?
Stephen Greer.
And what's his position?
He's a massive whistleblower. He's been doing it for 30-odd years, and it's all coming out now, and he gets in touch with proper people, not people like here off that. Only gets abducted when she eats Kentucky Fried Chicken. No, yeah.
Marge
Simpson. These are proper people, you know, like RAF pilots and the US Navy and everybody, British intelligence and people that have worked at Area 51.
And do you know, I know I'm asking a lot of questions here, but do you know his qualifications?
Yeah, he was an A&E doctor.
Okay.
And he gave that up to do this, voluntary. I was only telling Nick, he says he's lost £12 million in wages to do this, and he's been doing it for 30-odd years.
Okay.
But, and he's calling out now because they've admitted a lot of stuff, and he had a list of all these people that have seen all this stuff and been abducted, and there's hundreds of people on it. And some of them are important people. Some of them were there who was talking with. They were there when Reagan did such and such a thing, and when Kennedy did such and such a thing. You know what I mean? And some are deceased now, obviously, but a lot of people are still alive who've been involved with it, with keeping it a secret. And they finally come out now. He's had people that have gone missing in the past because they were saying too much. And I think I saw it. Interview on him about, it's called Unacknowledged Wanted, yeah, I think, the thing he did. And I'm sure, I might be wrong, but I'm sure he said something like, I'm making this documentary to protect myself. So that everybody knows he's out there and he's made this documentary. So if anything ever happened to him, it was obvious that somebody from the government had something to do with it.
Wouldn't make any difference, would it, anyway? If they're going to do it, there's people out there that have already said things, if anything happens to me, this, that and the other. And then when it does happen to them, what can anybody do about it anyway?
No, nothing.
You know,
no.
So...
There's no consolation to the person.
Oh, no, there's no consolation.
No. Well, no consolation to anybody, because nobody gets anywhere with it, do they? If it's the government or higher, then, you know...
But they have come out now, haven't they, and said, yeah, we have been looking into all this, and we have been watching this, and
Do you think that the government sort of deny things and hide it for what reason? What reason do you think?
Panic,
it's just because we just wouldn't cope with it.
I think it was
because
just,
of it would just time, produce mass just hysteria and gain knowledge as well.
I think
money as well, funding.
Yeah.
Because if you had to go in, like the Americans of the Congress, if you had to go and explain why you wanted the money, I don't know if it did have to be public knowledge, what you say to the Congress, I'm not 100% sure, but, they can keep it under wraps and say, well, it's national security and we can't say this, that and the other, but we need... $1 billion for research it. They could have actually fabricated that just to get the funding to look into a bullshit bloody thing, you know. Might not have even existed. They've just gone with the information.
I think now the mystery behind it all now is gone. I think most people must believe now that is
but I think believing and knowing are two different things, aren't they? So even though many of us may believe in it, I think it would make a massive difference if all of a sudden we knew, you know, if it came out and it was, you know, it was proven. I think it would still make a big difference to those that already believe. I think there's a big difference in
Well, that's one of the things I was going to go on about, actually. Beliefs, sort of, when you get into the paranormal,
mm-hmm.
you just go full circle that many times, don't you? You get into it and you believe everything, and then you start getting a bit sceptic. Then you don't believe anything. Then something else happens, and you say, "Well, yeah, I might have been wrong." And then all of a sudden, you're totally believing.
But that's just being open-minded, isn't it? That is. Yeah. That's allowing you learning or listening to other people's beliefs or other people's experiences. That's allowing, you know, your own mind to be open to the fact that actually, I might have been wrong about that, because what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and then yeah. that changes. But I think we've all got some deep-rooted ones that no matter what wouldn't change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think I've had my mind changed, you know, back and forth over the years, you know, to do with paranormal field yeah, of yeah. beliefs. But there has always been that... there's something else after this belief that just doesn't sway. That's and I think that's I want to believe it
right.
anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that doesn't sway, but yeah, that's just being open-minded, I think.
Mm.
Which is not a bad thing, is it?
No. I've heard a lot of stuff. Without getting back to it, I know this hasn't necessarily got to be a flat ear thing, but I've heard a lot of stuff this week now about the firmament, which is supposed to be, it's just a sea of water that you can't penetrate around the earth. The dome in effect. That's what that is, they reckon. But it's in the Quran. It says in the Quran. It says in Genesis.
When you say it's a dome, what do you mean? That there's something above us
covering us,
and you think that's water?
That's what it says.
So how does the water stay up there?
I don't know. You laugh, but I'm asking a question.
How does the water stay up there? Well,
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer to that. But what if it does, and we just don't know the answer to that? It's just like, you know, if a fish in his fish pond, does he know his surroundings or the whole fish pond is where he lives, and that's all they know?
But I say that about a lot of things. Like when the other week when we were talking about aliens and would you go with them, and I'm like, but how would you know? How do you know? I think there's a lot of stuff that we just don't know. We just presume.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Or we read something and that forms our belief or our opinion on something. But when we're talking about aliens or anything to do with the paranormal field, cryptids, whatever, we just, let's be honest, we just don't know.
You don't know,
do we?
No, definitely.
And that's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
We just don't know.
It's only like with your beliefs. I mean, you get your beliefs from what you're taught, don't you? And what you learn.
Yeah.
So you taught it, aren't you, as a kid, or you taught it yourself?
Yourself.
So yeah. You taught it.
As you get a bit older.
Yeah. So I was taught just for the ear thing that it was around this, that, and the other. But now Nick has watched that much stuff. He's taught himself that he doesn't believe it's round anymore. He thinks it's flat or whatever. Which is like me with other cases. With the ghosts and stuff like that, there's too much say so, there's too much talk, there's too much out there for it not to be real. That's how I look at it.
Mm.
You know?
What, the ghost side of it are you talking about now?
But then you're going to have the people who are sceptical about ghosts, who do not believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
It'll just come along and laugh at you, saying, "Ha ha ha! What a load of rubbish! You're stupid.
Yeah.
Ghosts don't exist," and they've never even looked into it themselves. And that is exactly the same.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, people will ridicule them because they're either scared or they don't know anything about it.
I think there's a little bit of difference with that, though, Nick, is the fact that because that's been instilled in us, it's never been instilled in us that ghosts and spirits exist. But it's always been instilled in us that the earth is round and this is how it works. So okay. There's a little bit of a Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, but so.
So you can't.
If you've been brought up Christian, then you've been instilled that the Bible's right. So do you automatically just believe in the Bible? Because a lot of schools, back when we were young, maybe not so much now, were Christian schools, or
you always had RE, didn't you?
They taught religion, the Christian religion. Yeah. So now do you just say, because I was taught that in school, that is fact, I believe that? When there's a load of people that do not believe in the Bible, but they were taught it at school, so you know, it's one of them. What, they're all right to mock the flat earth because they were taught at school that it was round. Well, they were taught the stories in the Bible, and people don't believe them.
I know we take the pee and we laugh out of each other. I know we do on this podcast, but I really don't think that we should ridicule anybody for their beliefs. You believe in that, I don't.
No,
and I know we have a bit of banter, yeah, and we laugh at each other and stuff, but I would never laugh at myself. I would never like to think that I was actually ridiculing you for it, because that's your belief. I wouldn't be happy if somebody was ridiculing me for one of my beliefs. You know what I mean? I think that there are certain things that, I mean, we've had this conversation before. No matter what I show you or what I tell you or what evidence I give to you, you're not going to be, I don't think you're going to be swayed. I know you say you wish you could be,
but
I don't think you're going to be.
The only problem with that is, and I'm not saying that I've looked at more things than what you do, but a lot of the things you show me, I've already seen. So unless you come up with something really new that I haven't seen, I've based my belief on everything that I've seen up to date. So unless you come with something new.
If we could sit an expert in front of you, like somebody, I don't even know what an expert of that would be called, an astrophysicist or I don't know what they would be called. But if we could sit an expert in front of you and you could ask all the questions and he answered all your questions and he told you and he explained why the earth is round or whatever,
okay,
would that change your mind, or would you just say he was full of crap? Do you know what I mean, Nick? Don't get me wrong, I understand, because I've got beliefs that no matter what anybody says, it's my belief and you're not going to sway it. So I do understand, but out of curiosity, do you think...
But most of the people that I see, because I do like to watch, like Neil deGrasse Tyson, I watch lots of his stuff, and he thinks flat earth is
nonsense.
But
does he say why? Does he explain why he thinks flat earth is nonsense? Does he?
Yeah, but he's only explaining from is the language that he uses, you know, the scientific language he uses, which he's learnt from somewhere else. He hasn't. If he'd gone up into space and looked at the earth and said it's round and he come back, I'd be more likely to believe him. But he's just going back on, you can do this test and you can do that test. And
your belief is based on what other people have said. You've never been up there and looked down and seen whether the earth's round or flat.
No, you're right. But there is things that I have done. Like distances, you can see further than you're supposed to be able to do. Like on Blackpool, you can see the landmass, which is further than what you should be able to see. So
if it was just as simple as that, as being able to see further than you should, then surely it would have been proved either way by now. If it was just as simple as we can see a lot further than we meant to see, ergo that's it, it's flat, that's it, over, but debates are over, because that's just proved it. If it was that simple, wouldn't it?
It's not simple, though, is it? It isn't that simple, but I don't know. I've seen more evidence.
They could solve it if they just let them fly over the South Pole or go straight up as far as they can go and look down. It'd be solved, wouldn't it? If you had half and half, half flat earthers, half globalists.
But how far do you go up? I have a conversation with somebody who laughs at me and says, oh, a load of rubbish, and he says, he actually tells me, I've been on Concorde and I flew whatever Concorde used to fly at, I don't know, is it 50,000 feet or whatever, and he says, I've looked out the window and I can see it's round from looking out the window. Well, I go back to Neil deGrasse Tyson, who says Flat Earth is such a load of rubbish. He said, at 120,000 foot, it'll still look flat. So that's over double the height of this Concorde. So when he's looking out the window, his brain is telling him he can see a curve, whether it's the window, what he's looking through, which, you know, acts like a fisheye lens on a camera. But he's convinced that he's seen it round at 50,000 foot. But then an expert who believes in the globe said that you can't see that it's round from 120,000 foot.
I was watching an interview with a bloke who wasn't flat earther, whose dad was a pilot, an airline pilot, and he was for years. And he asked him, and his dad said to him, he's never seen the curvature. Why he's been flying, he's never seen the curve, it's always looked flat. I don't know what, how high he got up, whether he got in Concorde or not or whatever.
So just going back to a comment that you made earlier on, see, I always say let's not get on this subject, and then when we do, that's it, isn't it? About, what was it, the North Pole, did you say? Did you say
South
Pole? And there's an area that's like a no-fly zone, is there?
I can't go over it.
And that's by the South Pole.
That is the South Pole.
Nobody can fly over Antarctica.
No.
But people have been to Antarctica.
Yeah,
two places. Just on the what's it, isn't it?
Tourists can go there, but they just go onto the certain places off
where the icebergs are and everything.
What is the given reason that's a no-fly zone or that's a no-go zone? Sorry?
There was a treaty between all the worlds that it's a no-go area.
Because?
I don't know.
So they haven't even given a reason?
I don't know, they might have done, I don't know.
Not really.
So you think that's because?
I don't know why, it says I believe in a globe.
No, I'm just curious, why can that not be because there's some sort of secret, I don't know, air base or where they keep all the UFOs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's plenty of no-fly zones. There's a lot of secrecy and there's a lot of... So why can it not be possible it's just something like that?
Yeah. So why can they all agree on that, but then they're dropping bombs on each other?
Because most of them are arseholes,
yeah,
let's be honest.
But if
it can be something really important, like it's a massive place where they study... you know, alien life form, and they've all signed a treaty because they can all go from each country, and that's the main one where they go. It could be something, it could be anything. Like we've just said, we just don't know.
No.
It could be anything.
It's a big hole where all the aliens come out
from. Who knows what's there? Who knows what's there?
They all live there.
There's got to be secret bases. There's got to be secret bunkers in case anything happens for all the important people to go. There's got to be places, facilities like that. And who knows, it could be one big multinational place where everybody can go from all the different countries in the treaties and study things or learn things. We just don't know, do we? Let's be honest.
I know nothing.
Well, neither do I.
Say the thing, I don't really know a lot about they call them dumps, don't they? Deep underground military bases.
Mm.
And they're supposed to connect. There's even one in the desert somewhere where a submarine can go.
I know there's one, I think there's one somewhere in the desert. It's just a door, isn't it? And you can't see it until you're nearly on top of it.
See, so if these are the things that we know about, how many things have they got that we don't? Let's be honest.
We don't know anything, do we?
No, but we pay for it all. It's just not good, is it? You know, we got all these, like we were talking earlier about these e-bikes and stuff all catching fire, but we had electric buses years ago, like nearly 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Buses that run on electricity, so why aren't we more advanced? They just kind of kept all this technology
See, I'm a bit nuclear. I am where things like this are concerned. I'm not, you know, I find it quite interesting talking to you guys about it, but I don't go home and research it and read about it because I just think I'm really nuclear, as in, you know, me and my family, and I live in this little cocoon. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm like,
dome.
Sorry, live in this little, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like my cocoon, as long as it's not directly affecting, and I know you're going to say, well, it probably is, but, you know, as long as me and mine are healthy and we're happy and we're going a long life, and I'm kind of, let them get on with this.
Which most people are.
Because it would, I think it would cause too much anxiety if I started diving down rabbit hole. I truly think it would drive me mad. Mm. You know, so I kind of think I'll just leave it to them, and I'll, you know, I do go through life sometimes with blinkers on. I like my paranormal stuff, and I find that really interesting. But apart from anything else, it's just like, okay, just you get on with it, and I'll, you know, I'm a bit like that.
Yeah. I wish I could be like that.
Yeah.
Because once you've gone down these rabbit holes.
I wouldn't be able to sleep at night, Nick, worrying about it. That's just the kind of person I am.
Yeah, I'm.
You know, when they say that ignorance is bliss thing, they're not wrong with certain things, you know. Yeah. So you can't, I don't think you can go down those rabbit holes and read and start believing certain things and not worry about some of the stuff that you may learn, can you? So,
no, definitely not.
I kind of think life throws enough worry and stress at you in everyday life without, you know, finding anything else to worry about, so...
Yeah, I'm just glad I don't. Doesn't really stress me out.
So. No.
I just find it interesting. You know, just to. I think it all comes back to the old age question of why we're here, what we're supposed to be doing. It comes down to that, I think.
Mm.
And like I say, if you're just happy with just.
Tootling along, yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm quite happy with my life, but obviously there must be something missing.
Why? Well, maybe you're just naturally a very curious person, and it just might be in your nature to, you know, when people say that we're all on this earth to learn a lesson or to tread a particular path, and maybe that's just yours, Nick, to be inquisitive and look at stuff like that, and maybe it's just your path to go down.
Yeah, probably is.
Oh, it's a bit serious, this, isn't it? I much prefer the funny ones.
Yeah, that was a bit serious then, wasn't it?
It was a bit deep.
It was,
one, yeah.
Let's not do that again.
No. I nearly had tears in my eyes just watching it. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I just can get you a tissue then.
Yes.
Yeah, we try not to be that serious too many times, eh?
No.
Just no. No. No, definitely not. No. So, any more questions then? Any more?
Who built the Ark? No.
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 Well, did you watch the little documentary thing that our missing team member sent us today about Noah's Ark?
No, I haven't seen it.
Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Very interesting.
Come on, tell us.
It was... Okay, don't ask me for people's names or dates or details or anything, but basically, apparently, I wasn't aware of it. There's a place... I think it's on the edge of Turkey, somewhere in Turkey, near Mount Ararat, where they think the Ark was laid to rest. And from up above, there is a shape like a boat, you know, looking down. And the measurements are pretty spot on to the measurements that were given, I don't know, in the Bible or wherever it was that said how big the Ark was and stuff. And... the positioning of it kind of follows where it said it came to rest in the mountains of Ararat area and stuff. and that they've done ground penetrating and they can see, I think they said, at least three floors, different floors to this structure that was, and they've found petrified wood when they've drilled down and different rivets and stuff that were holding things together. And it was really interesting to watch. And they found like really weird stuff down there. I think they drilled, I can't remember how many feet down they drilled like a borehole, and they were taking things out, piece of petrified wood, human hair, they found animal hair, and a deer hoof, off a deer. So, you know, so many hundreds of feet in, and like just really strange things that they came. So, yeah, you must watch that. That's really interesting, because we were only talking about it, weren't we? About Noah's Ark.
Some Noah had actual animals on his ark. Then. That must have been a big ark.
Yeah. It does actually, on that link, if you were to watch it, it does tell you the size of it. I've no idea.
But I have seen stuff before about that, but it still doesn't look big enough to house two of every
animal. Okay, some will have evolved. We don't really know how long ago this was, do we? But
I wonder if you had any fish on there.
Yeah, that's it. Be funny, wouldn't
it? Tickled yourself then, didn't you, with that one?
You probably just caught the fish.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, he definitely wouldn't have to have anything out of the sea, would he? Let's be honest. So, you know.
What about the air? They could fly, couldn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
No birds. No birds that could fly, maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. It's a bit watchy, isn't it? Let's face it.
Well, you just don't like the Bible, do you, Nick? Not that's where it is, so.
Pardon me. Yeah. There was a flood. Definitely, there was a flood that's wiped a lot of the civilization out at some point. I mean, that's been proven. You've seen the lines, haven't you? You know, but as far as some geezer building a big boat and putting two of each animal on.
I think with a lot of stories and legends and myths, there's an element of truth to them, isn't there? With most things, they may have been embellished and over the years and or exaggerated or changed, a bit like a Chinese whisper kind of thing. But I think there's always something, there's always an element somewhere that started that story or legend or whatever off somewhere, isn't there? You know what I mean? There's always something. So maybe there was a geezer with a massive boat during the flood that saved a few animals or whatever. But, you know, over the years it's been exaggerated upon, and who knows?
There's a lot of fantastical stories in the Bible, aren't there?
I don't know if they're fantastic or not, Nick, because I wasn't around at the time. So, you know, it's a little
just
bit like
out, did you?
Just missed out on that. It's a little bit like, I think, when we spoke to Mark on one of our previous podcasts, and he talks about people's perceptions. You know, one person, you can have two people witness exactly the same things, but they will describe them completely different. Do you know what I mean? And maybe it's just a lot of them are just a case of that, isn't it? Whoever's writing the story at the time, how imaginative they were, and how much they embellish things, I'm guessing.
Yeah. But what about the other one, which I've seen a bit of a documentary about, was when Moses parted the sea.
Have you
seen that? Where they're saying that he parted the sea.
The Dead Sea.
Finding now, like, shields and swords and chariots and stuff in that.
Right.
In that piece of water.
Could have been a sandbank, couldn't it?
But this is what I'm saying about, so there is an element, so there is something, isn't there to that story? It's just somebody's come along and wrote something and embellished it and turned it into something.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
I say it's aliens.
Could be.
Everything's aliens.
Yeah.
Except for when it's aliens.
And then it's not.
Then it's not.
Yeah.
No, but the belief in all these things, because a lot of people believe it's like fantasy stories and this, that and the other, but and I suppose I would believe that they could be fantasy stories if you hadn't got things like the pyramids, that is something that you can actually physically see and touch now, and no one knows how they were built. So there was a civilization before us, weren't there?
Oh, definitely.
You know, so some of these stories could have come out in the technology that they had to build the pyramids and stuff like that. Could be.
Sure.
They could have had technology for separate the water, I don't know.
Yeah.
They had technology to put them rocks in place on the pyramids.
So. There's no way some tribe of blokes with the sticks did it, is there?
Them things up there.
No chance.
If you can imagine back in them days, if somebody, like you say, aliens or whatever, with different technology came down and did some, what we would class today as pretty simple things, can you imagine how that must have looked to people back then?
Mm.
You know? Imagine somebody seeing somebody driving a car.
Yeah.
Something so normal to us now, what that would have looked like back then and how people would have described it or called it, and said what...
Well, not only the stuff that's built, which can't be built the same way today and moved, most of these religions worship beings or whatever that's come from the sky. All of a lot of them worship stuff that has come from the sky.
Mm.
You see it on all the paintings and everything, don't you?
Mm.
Which is a bit, I don't know what the word is, a bit of a coincidence that they all seem to be worshipping stuff that comes from the sky.
Hmm.
You know, and even in some of these old cave drawings and stuff, and they resemble UFOs, some of the drawings, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, which is mad. Even in some of these old paintings as well, like 500-year-old paintings, there's discs in them, isn't there, and stuff like that. It's mad.
Renaissance.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Mm.
Yeah, they've got all that in.
And some of the like the hieroglyphs and stuff in Egypt, and they depict like, you know, beings with really sort of stretched out heads and a lot bigger than the humans in comparison. But again, was that just an artist with a great imagination? How do we know that they're actually depicting reality? You know, I can draw a picture and let somebody find it in 300 years' time. Are they just going to presume that that was reality when they find it, you know? So
oh, man, I'm lost here. Now, there's no really normal people drawn on hieroglyphs, is there?
There's people with like bird heads and things, isn't there?
And all that sort of thing, you know.
But they're not going to let people just put them on there willy nilly.
So there's got to be a reason for this.
If there was somebody like Marie back in them days, and they'd drawn a picture, that picture would just be gone because it wasn't carved in stone.
But this is what they get with these
paper from partners.
These that come down and the hybrids. Supposed to mated aliens mating with humans or archangels, whatever you want to call them. Could they have been these aliens? Could they have been like bird-like or...
So if, just going back to the picture thing, so if I was just, you know, a bit bored one day and I was taking a walk in some beauty spot somewhere and I came across a big piece of rock and I got my chisel out and I made some sort of, you know, and I carved some sort of willy-nilly, random, intricate shape or symbol or something on that rock, and that was found in a couple of hundred years' time, is that going to be worshipped? Is that going to, what are people going to think that rock, they're going to say, well, it's there for a reason. What's it there for? Well, how do we know somebody just didn't willy-nilly? That's what they like doing, making pictures and doing...
So all these hieroglyphs...
I'm not saying all... I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying all of them, but you know what I'm saying. It's just some of it could just be artwork, and somebody's imagination doesn't mean... Again, like I said earlier, it doesn't mean it depicts reality, does it? It just...
Well, no, different reality. There's like so a lot of the cave paintings are beings off... People now with the same could have took DMT, and that's what they've depicting. But is that reality fictional or is it real? I think it's real. But so you know, they're documenting what they're seeing. As you were saying, if you was out walking and you found a rock and you carved something in it back then, I think one of the reasons what they would say is it wouldn't have just been done maybe as art done willy-nilly is because survival back then. You wouldn't have just... People were trying to survive.
No, what if I did it now, in this year?
Yeah.
What are people going to say about it in another couple of hundred years' time when somebody when somebody uncovers this overgrown piece of rock and sees this intricate symbol? Is then what would they think about it? Well, it's got to be there for a reason.
Are you any good at drawing and stuff? Because they might just say that's a load of crap. Who's done that? Who's
done do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
If you're not there at the time of it being done, who can say 100% why it was done and what it actually 100% means? Yeah. Unless you were there at the time, how can anybody say it's done because of this and this is what it means? Mm. Who knows?
No, you don't know. It is, what's it, you know, because in thousands of years' time, when people do dig up, what they're going to find, they're going to find a load of rubbish, aren't they? They bury everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we've been digging up other people's rubbish, or is it just all gone, or I don't know. Has the flood wiped it out, or don't know.
So hieroglyphs are shit, then.
Yeah, looks like it.
It might just be. It might just be. You know, we didn't have that. Well, they didn't have storybooks for their children and or nothing like that. How do we know it's not just somebody that just, you know, that could have been their way, their storybooks? Doesn't mean that it depicted reality, did it?
They just, again, they just take it as a given. That's
what I do agree with is it's obviously all that's written. It's over everything, isn't it, in Egypt and places like that. All these hieroglyphs and everything. It's obviously telling some sort of story. How certain things are repeated. I don't think there's that many different hieroglyph symbols, is there? But what I would like to know is how they've actually deciphered them in the first place. You know, how do you even begin to?
I don't know. Is that not something to do with the Rosetta Stone?
I don't know. I just don't know. How do you know? Like a bloke with a beard's head is whatever, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
don't know. I suppose, mind you, to be fair, it's like that with every language. It's like that with runes. That's it, you know. We all know we're a load of shit them are, don't we, Marie?
I never said runes were shit, Nick. Sorry. Ever.
Okay.
Did I?
I don't know.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
I think I didn't.
All right, okay. But yeah, same thing. Who knows really what they mean?
We're just taking somebody else's words for it, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely.
That's what we're doing. Yeah, exactly, Nick. Exactly. Yeah. We're just taking somebody else's word for it. And that's what we do. And we've got to trust to be, surely, that we've got to trust to be able to do that, haven't we? Because we're not, we have to trust what other people tell us. Or otherwise, how would we even, we have to.
Yeah. But most of the stuff comes from government, especially today, the education. It's, I think it's so out of date.
We'll get to the point where we're going back and saying, you know, that teacher back in primary school that told us 2 + 2 = 4. That was a load of crap as well. Do you know what I mean? It comes to a point where you've got to say, we've got to take other people's word for things.
Are you at a point now where you don't believe anything?
Yeah, you've got to be.
Yeah, probably am.
Yeah.
I don't trust anything that comes from the government. I just don't trust.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, the wife. Don't you trust anything comes from the wife?
Not particularly.
Now, I suppose if you really do take it to that far, then, like yourself, borderline activist.
One thing I will say, Nick,
is that they are, aren't they? The flat earthers are borderline activists, aren't they?
A lot of them are, yeah.
All of them really are. And they don't believe in anything. And they think everybody is out to get them.
I couldn't live like that. But that's just me, the kind of person I am. I could not live by not trusting anybody. I couldn't. Do you know what I mean? I just couldn't be like that.
There's a lot of things I don't believe in. There's a lot of things I think we've been lied to about. NASA is a massive one for me. I think they do lie about everything. But I still can't. I don't know.
I'd be borderline paranoia. I couldn't live my life not believing anything.
No. I don't let it bother me.
It would bother me. It would. I just know it would because that was the kind of person I am.
It doesn't bother me, but, you know, to a point.
There's just certain things where, and I've seen all the scientists proofing which was taught before.
Do you know what's worse now?
You can't get that eye up. You just can't get that eye up in space because they just can't do it.
I think what's making people, what's worse now is how easy fake news can be spread.
Yeah.
How easy anybody can put anything out there on the internet and people will read it and take that as that's the truth. You know, I think there are people out there that just do it for a living, to whip people up into being against something or being for something. It's a type of brainwashing, I think. Mm. There's definitely people out there that will spread news for certain things. There's people out there that will publish stories or something about, I don't know, let's just pick on, you know, certain politicians. And I just think it's impossible to know what to believe and what not to believe now, even down to photographs, you know, just the AI and things these days. Yeah, you know, you can look at a photograph and have no idea that that's false.
Imagine if everything was wiped out and someone come back and dug up a load of films and started watching.
Yeah. And they think they were real.
Independence Day and
They think they were real.
Yeah,
it's just so difficult to know what's right and what isn't. You know, there's TikTok and YouTube and, you know, and there's graphic people that are good with graphics and they're putting videos together of bloody aliens in people's back gardens, and it's, you know, and people will look at that and 100% believe it. 100% believe it. Or is it true? And people will look at it and say, well, a load of crap that is. Who knows which way, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's so difficult now.
We're as guilty, though, of that, aren't we? As paranormal investigators, we don't believe anything unless we've experienced it.
And
it's wrong, really. I think it's safe to do it that way.
Well, for your own personal...
Yeah, for your own boxes.
It's the best way to do it because if anybody shows me anything, even from another team, I'm like, if I think I can explain it and they're like, oh, look at this. I think a typical one is, what happened to me last time at Cannock Chase, I saw a group of stars in a formation like a bit like a diamond. And I saw that, and I saw it all night. But I've been on the Facebook with watching a few people who were there, and they're saying it's a triangle UFO, and it's just so not.
It's stars, is it?
It's stars. I saw them, when I thought, do I go on and say I saw them all night, because I did think it looked like a, because it did look like a triangle craft, what you see on these things. But it was there all night. I saw it.
There
were stars.
See, in one respect, I kind of think if somebody else showed me a photograph or a video or an audio clip of something, I'm one of them that, yeah, but who else was in there? Well, where were they? Well, how do you know he didn't say something? Was that his feet? Was that a reflection? It's a case of, yeah, I've got to be there, but on the flip side, on some of the stuff that I might have captured and I was there and I show it to somebody who's doubting it, that's really frustrating then.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm like, I was there. I know that that is right. And someone will go, well, it could have been this. No, I know it wasn't. Yeah, but how do you know it wasn't? Because it could have been that. That's frustrating, you know. Yeah. So, but yeah, it is a case of...
So where'd you go on? Because there's a lot of people commenting now saying fantastic capture on these stars. So... they were there, and they were mistaken. Whether they took the picture, then they got home, and then they saw it on the picture, but didn't realise what they'd captured, and it was there all night.
The difference with that, though, Nick, is that you were there, weren't you? So you can definitively... Again, though, it's just different opinions, isn't it? It's different perceptions.
And caught that, they'll believe that. Now, if you say, well, listen, I was sat there and looking at it all night, and they hadn't seen it before they'd taken the picture, they're still not going to believe you, are they? No. They're going to believe what they've caught is what they've caught.
Yeah.
You know?
I think sometimes it's just polite to go, oh, yeah, and then just think in your head, yeah, that's not what that is. Because sometimes it can
one of the hardest jobs being... a paranormal investigator or researcher is to bite your lip.
Yeah.
And just keep...
Yeah.
And just let everybody think what they think. We've all got our own... I mean, some of them are ridiculous, aren't they? But there's some... where we might say, no, that's just that, that is. That's just that, that, that. But it might not be. It might be what they think.
I'm on a couple of these paranormal... evidence capture pages and forums and things, and people post, you know, like really personal stuff, like they'll post some footage of a security camera, and you know, and then they'll give you the backstory about how they lost their husband or their daughter only a few weeks before they saw this orb, and they're sure it's their daughter coming to see, you know, and then you get, and then you look at it. And I've done it a couple of times and I've looked at it and I know 100% that that is a cobweb on your camera. And I know 100% because I see exactly the same footage on my own cameras outside and it's a cobweb.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same. But you know what? I'll just scroll past it.
Yeah.
Whereas some people will just laugh. I mean, these people, that. They're talking about losing their family, their loved ones, and wanting to believe that this is their family coming to see them, you know. So,
let them have it.
Really, do you have to post, oh my God, are you kidding me? It's an effing cobweb. Do you know what I mean? Just let them have it. If that causes some comfort to somebody, let them have it. That's completely different from faking and debunking on an investigation. That's somebody that just needs to feel a bit of comfort, so let them have it. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
So
very good.
So that was me on my soapbox.
This was a long one, wasn't it, tonight?
Mm.
It was.
Yeah. More of a serious one tonight.
Yeah, we'll be back to normal next week.
We'll be back to talking nonsense and stupidity, no doubt, next week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is that it for this week then?
I think so, yeah.
So we're off UFO hunting at the weekend?
Well, Well, or is it last weekend?
Yeah. Well,
last month.
Yeah, last month. That's it, yeah. So when you listen to this, 3 weeks ago, we will have been going UFO hunting. Can it chase?
But on next week's podcast, yeah, we'll get an update.
I can tell you. I can tell you exactly where we're going now. If I had the coordinates, I would tell you exactly where we're going because we'd have already been there.
is that because we're recording podcasts, or is that because we've got a time machine, Nick?
Both.
Yes. Right. Okay.
And we will be doing the podcast hopefully from there. So make sure you watch that in about. Not watch it, listen to it. In about a month and a half.
Oh, no. It'll be a week after
this. A week after this one.
Next
week.
Next week.
Hot tub time machine, but we can only get one in it at a time.
Yeah, that's it. So you'll be listening to that next week in 3 weeks' time.
When we've already been there a week ago.
Yeah, it gets very confusing. You think you were confused, you won't be sitting here.
Right. Oh, dear. Yeah, so we'll call it a day at that, I think.
Yeah, thanks for listening again.
Yes.
And well done for listening.
Nanu.
Speak to you soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.